KPBS On Demand is supported by Parks California, in partnership with California State Parks, presents Arts in California Parks, a program offering interactive arts and cultural events in parks throughout the state. Event info at parkscalifornia.org/arts.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, September 23rd. DHS is looking to veterans to join the administration's crackdown on immigrants. More on that next, but first, the headlines. San Diego Unified has opened priority choice enrollment for the 2026-2027 school year. That's according to reporting by Times of San Diego. It will be open until November 3rd. It allows families ranging from TK through 12th grade to apply for schools outside of their neighborhood's boundaries. This includes schools specializing in themes such as world languages, visual and performing arts, STEM, and STEAM, which includes art as a fifth core discipline. Applications are entered into a lottery system that takes into account district priorities like sibling enrollment and active military status. To help families navigate the process, SD Unified will host two informational workshops via Zoom next month. The I-5 Camino de la Plaza off-ramp, aka the last U.S. exit before Mexico, was closed last night and will be again for the next two evenings. The closure starts at 9 p.m. and goes until 5 a.m. today and tomorrow. Heads up for anyone approaching the Camino de la Plaza off-ramp, as there will be a detour just before border checkpoints. If not careful, like me when I first moved here, you could end up going through border checkpoints and end up en route to Mexico. New piping and infrastructure improvements are being listed as the main reasons for the roadwork and construction. Yesterday was the first official day of fall. I love the fall, even when the weather isn't all that fall-like. Today is expected to be mostly sunny with highs near 80 in the city of San Diego. Last week, a subtropical system off the coast of Mexico brought with it high humidity and some much-needed rain. Nevertheless, the UT reports that San Diego is still nearly 5 inches below average right now when it comes to yearly rainfall. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 Tundra designed to combine performance and comfort with up to 437 horsepower and 10-speed automatic transmission. See your Toyota dealer, the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
The Department of Homeland Security has one important partner in its effort to fill new immigration enforcement jobs, the Pentagon. Military and Veterans reporter Andrew Dyer says one marquee program is off to a slow start.
DHS's videos posted on social media paint a picture. Immigration enforcement is action-packed. Masked agents carrying rifles, dressed in fatigues and combat helmets, arrive at a home in the dead of night. Quick cuts, flashing lights, infrared drone footage. Then the beat drops as the agents march middle-aged men away in handcuffs. The scenes are reminiscent of those from 20 years ago during the invasion and occupation of Iraq, when U.S. troops were engaged in the war on terror. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem hasn't shied away from the war analogy. She makes the stakes clear in comments this spring.
When I took the oath as the Secretary of Homeland Security, I pledged that I would work to protect the American people from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And let me be clear, we have enemies living among us.
This summer, Congress passed President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, funding immigration enforcement to the tune of $170 billion.
It allows ICE to hire 10,000 new officers.
Noem talked about the infusion of cash just before the bill passed.
It also will provide $4.1 billion so that we can hire 5,000 new CBP officers as well. As 3,000 new CBP border agents.
Almost 20,000 people leave the military each month, and DHS is looking to them to join the administration's crackdown on immigrants. In a memo this summer, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the military services to push separating members over to DHS jobs. It emphasizes the SkillBridge program, an internship where service members can work at civilian companies full-time during their last months of service, all while collecting their military pay and benefits. The program's website now is dominated by multiple banners advertising opportunities at Customs and Border Protection and ICE.
Basically, right now, the push that we're seeing is law enforcement.
Martin Rivera is a veteran staffing consultant at Work for Warriors. We met up with him at a military and veterans job fair in San Diego this month.
There's been a new awakening for the field of public safety. Aside from politics or whatever you want to see, but we see the new growth, which is why you see an incredible number of law enforcement agencies here today.
Police from San Diego, Pasadena, and the Port of Los Angeles were recruiting, as was the Federal Bureau of Prisons. But the only booth with a line while KPBS was there was CBP. Laram Bray is a CBP officer. She says, from her perspective doing recruiting, not much has changed.
I think Customs is always hiring, especially here in the San Diego area, because we have the San Ysidro Port of Entry, which is the largest land border port in the world. So we always need people.
Carlton May is an Army National Guard veteran who's been out 5 years now. He says the transition hasn't been easy.
It's actually been rough. I wasn't properly transitioned on life after the military, so I've just been kind of scuffling here and there.
In the Guard, he worked in intelligence, but now he's looking for a more corporate work environment than to put on another uniform.
So law enforcement, not necessarily my thing, but pretty close.
Rivera says organizations like Work for Warriors are here to help service members navigate what can be a challenging time.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to get a job or are you trying to get a career? Right? We can do both. Let's get you making some money, right, while we process you on your career.
DHS has removed age restrictions on its deportation officer positions and is offering signing bonuses up to $50,000. It's also promoting the fact that candidates don't need a college degree. On social media, the agency and its spokesperson share clips of ICE agents manhandling protesters, reveling in the conflict. We will not back down, the agency says in one post. Barbara Walter is the author of the book, How Civil Wars Start and How to Stop Them. She's a professor at UC San Diego and an expert on extremism. She's concerned about the growth of ICE and who will fill these jobs. She compares ICE with secret police forces in authoritarian states. She says ICE appears accountable only to Trump.
America's version of the brown shirts. And of course, you would want to fill it with individuals who are likely to be deeply racist and sexist and brutal because he's going to be using them for brutal means.
Known Now says ICE has received more than 150,000 applications and has issued more than 18,000 job offers. It did not respond to questions about how many of those are veterans. We asked each military branch how many transitioning service members have applied for DHS internships through the SkillBridge program. Only the Army provided numbers. Since Hegseth's memo in May, three soldiers have applied. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
For years, San Diego's leaders have encouraged property owners to build small backyard homes, known as accessory dwelling units, or ADUs. The incentives came with one big trade-off, though. None of these units can be turned into vacation rentals. An iNews source KPBS analysis found the city allowed it to happen anyway. Cody Dulaney has the story.
Two new ADUs just blocks from each other in Pacific Beach are glowing with five-star praise from out-of-town guests. Neighbors, on the other hand, tell a different story.
Personally, my wife and I are sick of it.
That's Charles Cruz. He lives next to both units.
They're just here for a short time. They could care if they offend people.
Across the city, units like these are being rented illegally. An iNews source KPBS analysis found more than 170 properties have both an ADU and a license to rent short term. Councilmember Sean Elo Rivera said the city needs to enforce the law.
I have no interest in adding to the availability of short-term vacation rental opportunities in neighborhoods. That's not a crisis in San Diego.
A spokesperson said the city has removed over 200 listings from sites like Airbnb and issued thousands of dollars in fines. But officials didn't have a way to block owners from renting ADUs short-term until last month, 8 years after the ban took effect. For KPBS, I'm iNewsSource investigative reporter Cody Dulaney.
iNewsSource is an independently funded nonprofit partner of KPBS. KPBS ran a story earlier this year about San Diego's comedians preparing for President Donald Trump's second term. Now, with changes coming to late-night television, video journalist Matthew Bowler checks back in with those local comedians to see how they're responding.
In January, comedians Walter Ford, Victor Paz Jr., along with political scientist Rick Epps, shared their concerns.
I do think that there is a lot of danger to my profession.
Are you gonna send like the national attorney general after me if my joke goes viral? Like, do I have to be that worried?
They can certainly cut you off financially. And, you know, and that's, and I call it, like, we in political terms, we call it coercive diplomacy.
We'll know, and I think in the next 8 months or so.
Here we are, 8 months later.
Stephen Colbert is being told that he's gone. You're looking at Jimmy Kimmel's being told he's gone.
Jimmy Kimmel Live was pulled off the air on September 17th over the host's comments about Charlie Kirk's assassin's political leanings. Kimmel is set to return Tuesday night. Stephen Colbert's Late Show is scheduled to end in May 2026.
Welcome back to the Late Show. We still on the air? Fantastic.
Because of financial reasons, according to the network.
I just couldn't imagine what we're seeing right now. We're literally watching our First Amendments getting taken over if you're not aligned a certain way.
And never have we had a time when we've had a president push their political clout in the way we see happening now to undermine the essence of freedom of speech.
Late night shows often react to the day's headlines, poking fun at politicians on both sides of the aisle.
But remember, they're not journalists, they are comedians, and they don't have a responsibility to have journalistic integrity.
Paz says he worries about the small local shows he produces when he sees shows with major comedians being canceled.
Are they gonna have somebody come and talk to the local breweries that I do shows at or the local bars that I do shows at and say, hey, if you don't stop letting these guys or stop producing shows with these guys, we're gonna have you looked at for your permits for cooking food.
Ford says targeting Kimmel and Colbert is just the beginning for this administration.
I think that there are going to be people coming down to our level, and that's like the local comedian, local news, local media, local podcaster.
But Ford is trying to stay positive.
And I want to be optimistic that it's not, but I think in the way things are going right now, compared to how I felt in January, man, it's getting a little scary out here.
Matthew Bowler, KPBS News.
A celebration for Hispanic Heritage Month kicked off Monday in the San Diego Community College District. Reporter Thomas Fudge talks about the events and the issues they'll examine.
Before Dodger Stadium opened in Los Angeles in 1962, a Mexican-American neighborhood in Chavez Ravine was displaced to make way for it. A documentary film about that history will be one in a series of films that's part of Hispanic Heritage Month at San Diego's community colleges. Chantal Hernandez is the outreach coordinator at Miramar College. She says the film about Dodger Stadium is a conversation starter.
Something that might be eye-opening, something that's different, something that's interesting that maybe you'd think, okay, is that like a connection?
The community college series includes parties, lectures, as well as films. Hispanic Heritage Month begins September 15th and ends on the 15th of October. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
That is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by PaintCare, offering households and businesses in California more than 800 leftover paint drop-off sites for recycling. Quantities of 100-plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org.